Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. Welcome to part three of the Guilty Mommy Guide to Summer Survival. And as I already told you, I am Jean Ann Duckworth, or simply Jean Ann. In this episode, I'm going to talk about something that I think is really important for young moms, even though I saw recently where a young mom wrote that she felt this was impossible. And that's me time. Remember, we're doing the word summer, and this is the first M. M stands for me time. Basically, this mom came out and said she felt me time after having children was just BS, that it wasn't something that could be done. Well, I will admit, I didn't read the article, shame on me, but I do know a lot of moms feel this way, that it's just, I can't do that. I don't have the time. My family doesn't cooperate. I can't afford to. Whatever, the excuses go on and on. And me time is one of the things that contribute to guilty mommy syndrome. Let me tell you how you can have me time without the guilt, without the fear. It's three easy steps, and it's vitally important, because if you don't get time for yourself, if you are always putting everyone first off, you're just going to burn out. And secondly, whether you're willing to admit it or not, you're going to start resenting your family and other people around you, because you're going to start thinking it's always about them and nobody ever thinks about me. Well, they're not going to think about you if you don't think about you. So you have to use practical selfishness. You have to put yourself first, take care of yourself first, so you're able to take care of everybody else. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So me time. Three easy ways to do this. Number one, make it something you enjoy. What do you like to do? Don't let people tell you what me time has to be. Me time isn't necessarily a day spent at the spa. Maybe for you, me time is going for a walk, or taking a nap, or fill in the blank. Just something you enjoy. Something where you don't think what other people are going to want to do. Well, I'd really like to go to the beach, but I'm not sure my family's going to want to do that. Well, you spend a lot of time taking into consideration what other people want and what they want to do. This is an opportunity for you to think about you. It's just that simple. And it really is just that simple. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So make it something you enjoy. Number two, others can go along. Just because it's me time doesn't mean you have to go it alone. For example, when the child was young, little, I don't know if she was ever little. Anyway, when she was young, we live in Southern California, and there are a variety of places called Mother's Beach. We used to go to the one in Long Beach. This is where the Santa Ana River flows into the Pacific Ocean. But right before it gets there, there is this point where the river doesn't really have a current unless you go out into the middle of it. But yet, you're not to the ocean yet, so there aren't any waves. It was just a nice, small beach, no waves, nice and calm, not real deep unless you went out a ways, and just the perfect place to take kids and plop your butt in the sand and relax. I could take Katie there, and she could play in the sand, meet other kids, have a great time, we'd eat lunch, and it was me time. Because I liked going to the beach, but I wanted to be able to relax and not have to worry every minute about whether a wave was taking her out or the current was carrying away. This was a nice, safe place to go. You might do me time with some of your friends. Get a bunch of you together. Maybe me time is just finding time to have your friends over. But you can include others in your me time. Just make sure that you follow rule number one, make it something you enjoy. If you include others, it doesn't mean you have to suddenly change what you're going to do because they don't want to do it. If you end up doing something else, then it's not me time. You have to find another time for me time. And finally, number three, make it work for you. There are all kinds of ways you can make this work for you. For example, I know one woman when her kids were little, she wanted me time, so she would stay up late at night, and that's when she would clean. Now you might think, how can cleaning be me time? It's rule number one. It was something she enjoyed, not the cleaning, just that quiet time to be alone. Because everybody was asleep, she would open some wine and pour a glass of wine. She'd sip her wine, do her cleaning, and just relax in the quiet of the house, where the rest of the day it was kind of chaotic. And then the next day, if she needed to, she could take a little nap from time to time. You can find ways to make this work for you. I made it work for me when Katie and I would go to Mother's Beach. I made it work for me when I need to run errands. For example, when we run errands even now, Mr. D and I make it me time by stopping at Costco and having hot dogs. But I like Costco hot dogs, so it's perfect me time for me. So remember, you have to have me time. Oh, and if you're wondering, the way you remember these is it's mom. Make it something you enjoy. Others can go along and make it work for you. If you don't have me time, if you don't use practical selfishness, you're running the risk of going to cranky mommy syndrome. And nobody wants that. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's all I have for this episode. Join me next time when I discuss the second M in summer. Nope, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll just have to tune in and listen.
Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.